Let me get the right one here. 7 o'clock, I don't think I'm that one. It's now past 9:30 a.m. Thursday, August 13th. You please stand, join us in a pledge, and call this meeting to order.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
For the record, this meeting will be electronically recorded. Any copies needed to be available will be at the available to Commissioner's office on the sixth floor. Anyone that addresses this commission, please state your name and address for the record. Do we have a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes. Agenda items. We're supposed to record a plat, but I don't see anybody.
I've got it right.
You got it? You going to present it?
Yes, sir.
We're recording of a plat for Cedar Brook Subdivision, Section 3 and 4A, replat lots 83 and 112. Tim?
Sure. Whereas the original plat for Cedar Brook Subdivision located in Liberty Township was approved by the Board of County Commissioners, and whereas the aforesaid lots are being replatted in order to move the lot line location, therefore they're requesting approval that to record the plat of Cedar Brook Subdivision, replats of lots 83 and 112, located in Liberty Township, Butler County, Ohio.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes. We'll have a 10 a.m. executive session for collective bargaining, and we'll move on to resolutions to be adopted or considered today. Tim, will you take us to the agenda?
Certainly. First, under travel and training. Bear with me just for a second. Okay, I have no travel and training to present today. Next, under finance, we have appropriations and transfers. We have 12 items to present today. Two of them reflect general fund activity, the remainder are non-general fund. First is a transfer of $27,500 to the Addis Fund, which is our quarterly transfer for drug court subsidy to the Addis Board. Item number two, $3,894 transfer to the JBIG Fund, fund number 881. This is for the local match for that particular grant. Number three, in the general fund is a prior year correction where there's an increase in budget to reflect a correcting journal entry that will be required by the Butler County Auditor. The increase in budget is $186,011, and it's basically to correct the receipt, duplicate receipts received by the Sheriff's Office for boarding the prisoners paid by the federal government. Item number four, this is a increase in budget of $5,000, $500, and $1,000 respectively into salary and benefits accounts. This is an increase in appropriations to cover part-time magistrates that would be paid out of the Juvenile Court Special Project Fund, fund number 462. Item number five, Community Block Grant, fund 1200. This is a transfer between accounts of $3,000 in order to accommodate the increased mileage cost for the Shelter Plus Care program. Item number six, this is an increase in budget of $35,728 per the auditor in order to make the transfers and payments for annual debt service. Item number seven, this is fund number 1952, the Sinday TIF. This is increase in budget of $75,059 per the auditor in order to make the debt refunding transfers and payments. Item number eight, this is a an increase in budget and then a transfer between funds as the there's a new requirement to create a new fund in order to pay out the debt service on the VOA TIF fund. Item number nine, this is a sewer capacity fund 3510. This is a transfer between accounts of $16,850. This particular project was under budget, and they're moving the project funds to another project. Item number 10, this is transfer between projects. Again, same reason, original project closed, and they're transferring these funds to another project. Item number 11, the sewer fund 3520, for $30,000. This is a reallocation for the same reason. Then we have various funds that I will list the amount in the fund number, whereby the project is being transferred between projects in order to reallocate project funds. First, from fund 3520, $12,206. That's a sewer replacement and improvement fund. The water capacity fund 4110, $16,850. The water replacement improvement fund 4120, $229. Fund 4120 again, $7,949. Fund 4120 again, $1,040. Fund 4120 again, that's $7,550. Fund 4120, $32,155. Fund 4120, $8,600. Fund 4120, $3,258. Fund 4120, $6,817. Fund 4120, $93,382. Fund 4120, $11,617. And fund finally, under fund 4120, $882. Then from the Budget Commission, we have a request to increase estimated resources for the Butler County Airport Fund, $4,900. This is to accommodate grant funds as well as the refinancing of airport notes. As we move on to personnel, we have four personnel items to consider today. First is to accept the retirement resignation of Linda Nicholas, Executive Secretary for CSEA, effective September 30th, 2009. Next, to accept and place on the file the County Care Facility employee actions. We have six new hires, Tara Cunningham, Ron Wilson, Tara Sweeney, Cheryl Kelly, Cynthia Gill, Christopher Whitehill. We have one termination in Keisha Blackwell. We have two employee resignations, Gartha Webb and Amy Langhorn. And then we have three people moving from part-time to full-time. This would be Ashley Recking, Nikki Reed, Bobby Gill, and finally, someone is returning from medical leave. It's going from active pay to medical leave, Tara Wambliss. Next, under personnel, you're requested to accept and can concur with the Summer Youth Employment Program employees' payroll for the period of July 25th through August 7th, 2009. Finally, we have reclassification of title. Originally, Pete Landrum was hired as the title of finance director, where actually it's the Office of Management and Budget, OMB, is what it should be changed to. As we move on to community development is submitting for your approval today a receive and referral resolution whereby bids were received for the Riley Township Historical Museum renovations in accordance with specifications CDBG 09-8. There were six bids received. The low bid from W.R. Gephardt Contractor, $74,640, and a high bid from HGC Construction, $165,238. Under Job and Family Services, we have three contracts to consider today. First is approve a placement service or foster care placement contract with Presley Ridge for foster care placement effective July 1/09 to June 30th, 2009. We currently only have four people placed with that particular agency currently. Next, we have a request to approve and execute a contract with this is adoption services contract and placement services contract with Adopting Children with Information and Option Network, Inc. For the period June 30th, 2010, in the amount of $6,000. Last on the Job and Family Services agenda is to approve and execute an agreement with the Butler County Educational Services Center for the Success Program services not to exceed $786,573. If you recall, this is the program that is funded through the Butler County Educational Service Center, whereby representatives or social services worker are placed within schools in order to help with the people that are children that come from less fortunate families. As we move on to water and sewer, we have two agreements today under water and sewer. First is to approve and execute a letter agreement with Texas Gas Transmission, LLC, for the ownership of an 8-inch sanitary sewer main. This is basically a maintenance agreement. We had a sewer line extending across Texas Gas Line. This agreement delineates the responsibilities of the two parties and how we'll maintain our sewer lines in that particular area. Next, the Water and Sewer requests that you adopt a new fee schedule for water meters for the Butler County Water and Sewer Department. The prices of the old meters range from $275 to $5,600. The new meters, which are the radio controlled or red meters, the fee for those is from $275 to $4,660. Some of the more expensive meters, actually the price to the citizens are going down because even though it's new technology, the meter cost itself, the cost to buy those meters, have decreased. As we move on to the Butler County Engineer, the engineer submitted seven items for you to consider today. First is to approve a special hauling permit to Machine and Product Movers of Ohio. Next is to exchange sidewalk performance bond for Westchester Village Phase 3. Next is to cancel performance bond for Weatherwood Estates. Next is to transfer funds from the Stormwater District Fund to the Motor Vehicle Fund. Next is to authorize for notice the sale of obsolete personal property for sale on the internet auction site that is called govdeals.com. Next is to approve and execute a contract for 7 Mill Creek Stream Erosion Engineering with Evans Landscaping, Inc. in the amount of $177,187.50. Next is to execute an agreement with Fairfield Township Trustees for the township-owned signal maintained by Butler County. As we move on to miscellaneous, we have four miscellaneous items to consider today. First is to approve and execute a change order number 7 in the Motorola Communications Agreement to extend the date from December 31, 2008 to September 30, 2008. What this particular amendment is that Motorola provided the availability of the various government units to purchase additional radios at a discounted price or a price that's included in the contract. You know, originally that offer was to extend only to December 31, '08. However, Motorola had agreed several months ago to extend that to September 30th, 2009. Next, you requested to approve and authorize the county administrator to execute a Samba compliance agreement with Samba Holdings, Inc. This is a document in a program through CORSA. This is a document or a program that CORSA will do annual reviews of from motor vehicle to identify at-risk county drivers. Basically, by complying and going with this program, CORSA will be offering a $20,000 credit in our premium, annual premium amount. Next is a request from the Common Pleas to designate, this is a request to Common Pleas for a court order in order to designate Mike Tilton and Jill Cole and Deborah Maloney as deputy auditors authorized to sign in the absence of Butler County Auditor Roger Reynolds. The name of the county auditor, any bonds, notes, documents, certificates in connection necessary for the county auditor's seal in a manner required by Ohio Revised Code 30753. Finally, under miscellaneous, are requested to approve the reimbursement of $21.44 to Marianne Williams, which is for the Workforce One Light Breakfast.
Tim, I've got a question.
Mm-hmm.
Jobs and Family Services and Children's Services, those three contracts?
Yes, sir.
Is there a summary of those that I've asked for about the justification and the price comparison and the client served and the history of the program and a recommendation?
I've got some comparison here. I didn't get them in your books, Don. We can pull those if you'd like, and we'll put them on the agenda for next week. We did, we did review the Butler County Educational Services Center program in work session.
Yeah, what about the other two?
The other two were not reviewed in work session.
And
so, you want to pull them?
We're going to have something in writing from the...
I didn't get them in your book, so let's pull them and then we'll get them to you, so we'll put them in next week.
I'm going to pull all three. We're going to go with the first one.
If you desire, we can pull the first two and decide on the Educational Service Center or...
Well, look, I don't have any reason not to vote for these. The fact is that I've asked for this for now considerable amount of time, and I thought we had an understanding with those that they were going to give us those and also give us the staff recommendation.
Okay, I didn't get that in your book.
I don't have a reason to believe they're not correct, but I'm not going to support them until I have that. I won't support any more until I have those.
I understand. Okay, we'll pull all three.
The board can...
Did we discuss the one with the Butler County Educational Service?
We did, yes.
We still don't have anything in writing.
We'll put the summaries back to you so you can see it.
But to be clear, what I'm asking for is a staff recommendation in writing. So
yes.
If something happens and somebody wants to go back after I'm gone, a year or 2 years from now, they can go back and here's the reason, and this is even the staff recommendation on why.
Okay.
I'm not going to... It's up to the majority of the board what you guys like to do, but I've asked, so I'm going to take the position until I have those. I won't support any further contracts because $1.5 million here and just not going to do it.
Okay.
Is Dan here to speak on any of that?
He can, I guess.
Dan, you want to speak to this issue on the one contract? Is that all right with the board?
Sure. Sure, I'm Dan Hare, Superintendent of Butler County Educational Service Center, 1910 Fairgrove Avenue, Suite B. How can I help you? Is there specific questions that I can answer for you, or
Dan? you know, what I'm looking for, and this is not single you out.
Sure.
Is that on these, and contracts, I want to know how it works, how, what the success of it is. Have you done it before? How's it compare, price comparison to other programs of this sort? The history of the client served, the benefit, and then a recommendation from our staff after you submit that.
Sure.
So if you want to give us a brief presentation, I think it's great that you're here to give us a presentation personally. And while you're here, we might as well take advantage of that, I think.
Sure.
If you just tell us.
Sure. Let me have Suzanne Prescott, our director, speak to the actual program issues that you've raised, and then I can speak to the financial issues that you've raised.
Yeah, it's not, Dan understands, not so much issues. I want to understand it.
Sure.
I want to understand what we're
doing. And we appreciate your due diligence, and, you know, we will try very hard in the future that if we have contracts from the Educational Service Center coming down here, that we make sure that we're clear in the explanation so that you can do your work in an expedient fashion. So.
That would be helpful.
We do appreciate your due diligence. And I, too, work for a board, and I, too, have to justify things. So this is not something new to us.
Yeah. Suzanne has already come to us in a work session, and we did have the program and outlined. Sure. But I think what Commissioner Dixon's saying is that we don't have the recommendation from the staff before us. I think we're... I know I'm comfortable with the program.
Sure.
But I think and I'm not trying to take words out of your mouth, Don, but just have a better process of how it goes about getting to this final resolution. My question to you, Dan and Susanna, is that is this time sensitive for this week or next week, or is it?
I'm going to say if you want to defer this to next week, we can. That would be fine. We do have some cash flow issues at this time of the year, and our invoicing is going out to the districts this week, and the districts also share in the cost of this. So as far as the timing of the contract, it's a little bit of a cash flow issue for us, but certainly delaying it a week would not disrupt the service or cause us any undue challenges with the cash flow piece, because we have sent those invoices out to the districts. And
Dan, I think it's Greg's exactly right. I don't have any reason to doubt this is not justifiable.
Sure.
But I think it's helpful if you explain this in an open public meeting, so that, you know, everybody understands just what it is we're doing and what benefits this brings. And I think it gives us some support, gives you some support, and I think it makes our residents more informed.
And I agree with that. If you would like, I'll let Suzanne give you a brief snapshot of the of the program, because she's the direct supervisor.
Great.
Suzanne?
Thank you. I'm Suzanne Prescott, also from the Butler County Educational Service Center. Since I saw you last, actually, I'm happy to announce that our program was actually, we made application to the Ohio Quality and Effective Practice Registry, and we were accepted to that. And that means that our program was reviewed by professors from other universities. They reviewed our data and accepted us into that registry. The Success Program serves elementary children, K to 6, who are living in poverty. Those are typically the children who are least successful in school, unfortunately. And our goal is to overcome all those non-cognitive barriers to learning. So we work with those children and those families on all the things that prevent kids from coming to school ready to sit in those seats and learn. So our outcomes really, we've had statistically significant outcomes around reading and math, around parenting, parents being involved in school, contacting their teachers, talking with teachers, helping their kids have rules, knowing where their kids are all the time, medical, significant outcomes around medical for kids, making sure that they have a home, a medical home, dental care, glasses, those kinds of things, food, just all those basic needs, as well as the supports that sometimes those families need for their kids to be successful. I have actually our data from this school year available, and the outcomes are just around so many variables. I'm happy to share those. I could spend, you know, an hour talking about this. I'm very comfortable with the research of the program, and I'm happy that others have reviewed that and also found the program to be successful. So I appreciate the investment in the kids here in our county so that we have great kids hopefully graduating from high school.
Thank you.
Sure.
Dan, you said other entities contribute to this? This is not the total dollar?
Sure. Our biggest partners besides the commissioners is the local school districts. They tell us how many liaisons they would like, and that's usually based on their student population, grades K through 6. And then there's a sharing in that cost between the money that we receive from the commissioners, and then we charge the local school districts also proportionately, depending on the number of liaisons that they're requesting. So, and that funding formula has been there since, I believe, the second year that we've done this. The first year that we brought the school districts in, we brought 4 in on a pilot basis, and we told them that after the first year, if it's going to continue, you have to share in the cost. Then we also have some other partners along the way, like Big Brothers, Big Sisters, that are taking care of some of the after-school programs. We're also looking at Medicaid billing for some of the services that the kids may be getting through Medicaid, which would help offset some of the costs that we're experiencing. A lot of times it's a matter of getting a child to a doctor or to a dentist that so mom doesn't have to take off from work. And it's many times if they take off from work, then they have issues with their employer. And so we really work around the clock with our families in trying to meet those needs. We had a significant increase last year just about this time with the hurricane winds and electricity being shut off. And so there was kind of an increased need almost immediately for kinds of services that schools are not very well trained at helping families find. And so we help do that so that, as Suzanne said, if we can get the child in school, we believe that the teachers can do a good job there. A number of churches have been involved in the process along the way. Fairfield West Baptist Church, Middletown Faith United Methodist, they provide after-school programming for kids. And also food, backpack foods for the weekend. Sometimes we are sending these children home with a small backpack of food that they would need and don't have access to. So there are many community partners, either through in-kind or, in the case of school districts, direct dollar support for.
Great, thank you. I think with that explanation, I think there's, you know, I'm comfortable with that. I don't want to cause any undue hardship here, and since you both were here to explain it, I think.
Well, and we are here to serve, and like I said, we serve a board also, and if we know what your expectations are, we'll try very hard to meet those expectations in a timely manner.
So we could take, we'll,
you want to pull the other two,
yes.
And then Tim, is
that okay?
Sure, that's fine. We're pulling the Presley Ridge and adopting children and leading on the resolution for the Butler County Educational Service Center. In order to complete communications, we have for approval 128 payments under the then and now certificate, and then we would have to consider one payment for Board of Elections separately after we vote on the communications that is before us as amended.
Move to approve. Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
And then we need a separate motion to approve then and now payments for the Board of Elections.
Move to approve. Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon abstain.
Does anyone have anything to bring before the board from the audience today? Anything further? Does the board have anything that we should discuss today?
Not this time.
I do, just, you know, mine, you know, just got our report for the month of August, sales tax revenues, and August is staying in touch with, the same with the other 6 months of the year, and August 2009 is the seventh month in a row to be below the previous year. Right now, we're at a decline, annual decline of almost 10%, 9.66%, which is below what we thought was going to come in. Correct, Tim?
We are actually, you know, projecting a decline, but it is below our projection, yes. Right. We're looking at about a 5% decline, but we're about double that right now, 10%.
Right. It doesn't look like, you know, things are going to get better, at least in the foreseeable future. There are a few bright spots, but my thing that I want to talk about is the fact that the sales tax revenue is the number one source of revenue for county's general fund, with the services that are funded from that, including the sheriff and law enforcement and prosecutor, all sorts of different funds. So the sales tax is hugely critical for the general fund and the services that we provide the residents of Butler County. With that said, I'd like to call a meeting with the Chamber of Commerce's and any business that would like to come to the meeting to discuss ways on how we can encourage Butler Countyans to shop in Butler County. I know, and I'm fully aware that, you know, the outlet malls just opened up in Monroe, but as you think Monroe is in Butler County, it's actually in Warren County. And even though, boy, it's probably very neat, and I'm anxious to see it, but what I'd like to encourage is that when people go up there and to check it out, ask themselves one question: can I buy this same thing in Butler County? And can I help Butler County and help with the funding the services that we so much count on? So I'd like to call on the Chamber of Commerce executives, the boards, and all the businesses to come to a meeting to discuss how we can encourage and make aware the residents of Butler County how important it is to, when they do their shopping, to compare. And I know that everyone wants to get a deal and wants to, you know, save money as much as I do. But if there's a way to buy it in Butler County, I think we need to encourage that. So I just, you know, hope that the commissioners support that, and I know that we don't have much money in order to try to have an awareness campaign, but there could be some things that we could do that wouldn't be very costly, but would be effective. So
certainly, I support that, Greg. Greg, you, Commissioner Jolivet's been very diligent on the By Butler County issue, and he's, you know, he's been keeping us aware of that important fact, not just since the mall, but way before that. So I would support that, Commissioner.
Thank you.
Same here.
You know, I'm as regional as the next guy, but we also have to take care of Butler County and the services that we provide. And again, the sales tax is our number one revenue source, so we need to do whatever we can to try to encourage citizens to buy in Butler County. Thank you.
Anything else, Commissioner Furman?
No, I have nothing at this time.
We will reconvene to executive session for collective bargaining. I believe it's, what's the time, Tim?
10:04.
10:04.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have a motion to go to executive session for collective bargaining?
So moved. Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Mr. Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes. Thank you.